Good morning and welcome to another episode of Get Real with Mama Moines. I am your host, Emily Moines, and we are here keeping it real. You know what I want to talk about today? And of course, if, for those of you that follow me know, I don't do intros, I don't do outros. I just want to get right into it. To me, there's nothing more annoying than going to a YouTube video or something where I YouTube everything. I live on my own, right? So I YouTube how to fix doorknobs, how to fix a broken toilet. And the first 5 minutes are them just blah, 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 blah. And I just want to get right into it. So let's get right into it. This is the reason for my podcast today. Now, my podcast today is going to be about don't be afraid to try because you're too scared of failing. And how this came to be was yesterday, if you follow me on Instagram, which by the way, please do that, at Mama Moines or at Emily Moines. Also, if you like the content that I provide for you here on this podcast, don't forget to like and leave a review. Okay, yesterday on my Instagram, I posted, which I don't generally do, videos and photos of a staging job that we did in this big, beautiful farmhouse. And when we got the opportunity to stage this farmhouse, I was elated because I naturally gravitate to anything old, anything rustic, anything with history. I love me an old farmhouse. That would be my dream house. Scraped floors where I would have dogs and not worry about them. Brick interior walls, stone. I love anything that reminds me of Portugal. And I think that's probably why I love farmhouses so much, because that's what we had in Portugal. And so when we got the opportunity to do this farmhouse, I thought, I'm going to bring everybody along because I really want, the message I want is, do you love your job? And when you love what you do and do what you love, then it doesn't feel like work. So when I posed that question on one of my Instagram stories yesterday, do you love your job? The response I got was a little bit surprising because the majority of you do not like what you do for a living. You don't like your job. You don't enjoy it. And some of you even actually resent, I'm going to say this because this is about keeping it real, resent your parents for pushing you in a direction that you didn't want to go into. And also the reason why I am leaving this podcast today open to everyone, not just the patrons, is because I want you young people to listen and to be able to hear this. And I was a little bit surprised when I went into my analytics before starting my YouTube channel last week to see that the majority of my followers were from 25 to like 45. I think it was 49%. So half of my followers are in that demographic. And so I'm going to leave this open because a lot of you are just starting out. And a lot of you, I know, in this economy, you're struggling. And a lot of you feel like you're never going to be able to afford to own your own home. And so I don't want you to have to pay for this because I want you to listen. When I posed that question, and a lot of you said, no, I don't like it. I wish I was doing this. I wish I was doing that. I wish I was following my passion. My point is, it is never, ever too late to try. And you don't have to be afraid of failing. Most people that are successful failed and didn't just fail once, failed numerous times. Failing is your way of learning. And so, fun fact for me, I didn't start the staging business until I was 50. So I was out of my second marriage. I knew I wasn't going to get any financial support. It was very tumultuous. It was a high conflict divorce. And we had been in court for 3 years. And I came to a point where I was just done. I didn't care anymore. Have everything, take everything. I don't give a shit. I need to concentrate on me and my mental health, which meant I needed to figure out a way to support myself at 50. Who's hiring a 50-year-old? And I had to figure out a way to stand on my own two feet. And so an opportunity presented itself when I have a very good friend who's a realtor, and she said to me one day, actually, she wanted me to come on board and be a real estate agent, which looking back now, I probably should have done that. It would have been a lot more lucrative. And then I said to her, I'm not really interested in becoming an agent. You know, what I love is home decor. And then she said, I would hire you in a minute to be my stager. So guys, you got to pay attention. And when an opportunity presents itself, don't be afraid to take it. Because I could have gone through the whole, you know, like rabbit hole of, oh my God, I'm not credited. I'm not good enough. I've never done it on a professional level. Yes, I do it for fun. Yes, I do it for friends. I decorate people's homes. But I haven't done it ever where I get paid for my service. I could have gone down that rabbit hole, but I didn't. As soon as she said that, I thought about it and thought, why not? Why can't I do it? Just try. And so from there, I went to Googled where to get a staging course, where to get certified. It was, I think, a 4-day course. Took it, got certified, and literally started the next week. Sorry. My goodness, I don't edit my podcast either. So you're going to hear all of my coughing, and I'm still trying to get over being sick. Anyway, so I did that. And you guys, I now have been doing that for 8 years. Had I failed, I don't know. I would have pivoted. Life is about pivoting, going in a different direction. I feel like if you do fail, it is God's way, the universe's way of sort of putting you on a different path. And had I been too afraid to do that, because listen, let me tell you, the reason why we don't do a lot of what we do is because we are afraid. Fear literally will paralyze you. Fear is what kept me in this horrible marriage for 15 years. It was fear, afraid of being alone, afraid of financial destitution, afraid that I can't make it on my own. And so it is fear that keeps us from growing, from evolving, from succeeding. And a lot of you that said, no, I don't like my job, I think a lot of you are afraid to try. And I know it's hard, especially if you're in a position where you have families and you are the breadwinner, and everybody counts on you to support yourself or to support your family. It is hard and it is difficult. And you know, fear does take over and then just leaves you complacent, and then you never do anything about it. But there's ways to do it. There's ways to maybe, you know, have a side hustle, start that way, keep your full-time job and slowly pick away at, you know, whatever it is that is calling at you or, you know, pulling you in a certain direction. I also want to tell you a story of how I got into the beauty industry and worked for one of the biggest cosmetic companies in the world at the age of 20, L'Oreal. So at the time, I was working at Shoppers Drug Mart in the cosmetic area. Shoppers Drug Mart is a chain of drugstores here in Ontario. Excuse me a second. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. Anyway, I worked there in the cosmetic department. And I had moved about 5 hours away from home because I was following my boyfriend. Oh, that's a whole other podcast. Do not ever chase a man. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Anyway, moved there, got a job at Shoppers Drug Mart, moved in with him, got a job at Shoppers Drug Mart in the cosmetic department. And then within a few months, that relationship was over. And then I was forced to stand on my own 2 feet, find a place to live. And it wasn't until one really early snowy, freezing cold morning where I was standing in a bus, you know, those bus shelters, you know, they're like a little glass enclosed, hut that are at the bus stops. I was there one morning and thinking to myself, is this it? Is this my fucking life? Waiting at the bus stop on a freezing cold day at 6 o'clock in the morning to go and start my 7 a.m. shift at Shoppers Drug Mart. Is this it? Is this what my life is going to be? And that day, the L'Oreal sales rep came in to, she was doing, you know, her call with our cosmetic manager. And I overheard her telling the cosmetic manager that it was going to be her last visit, and that she was leaving L'Oreal, and that they were in the process of hiring someone, and that by the following month, there would be a new sales rep in that position. You know what I did, guys? I applied for that position, and I was scared to death. No experience, and I knew there was people going out for that position that had a lot more experience than I did, and they're already in the industry working for the competitors, because L'Oreal was a pretty prominent, it was a pretty lucrative and pretty prestigious company to work for. And so I applied, and I went through 5 interviews for that job, and in the end, I didn't get the job. Somebody else got it. Sylvie Baron. And part of the territory that we had to cover was going to be Gatineau and Hall-Québec, and French was definitely an asset. And she was French. She was French. Her first language was French, Sylvie. And then she obviously spoke English. And the territory was Northern Ontario. So if you know Ontario, it was North Bay, Timmins, Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie, Kapuskasing, Cochrane, Elliott Lake, all of those crazy towns where I was a week in the territory. I flew to my furthest point. I was there a week, and then I flew home, and then I was in my own area. So it was week on, week off of being out of being away from home. And so what happened was Sylvie, and I was gutted. Devastated, because I got so close. I got to my 5th interview, and I was devastated that I didn't get the job. Devastated. A week later, maybe it was 2 weeks later, I got a call from the regional manager of L'Oreal offering me the position, because Sylvie, as it turns out, hated her territory, and she hated being away from home. And I think that day when I got that call, I had booked a vacation with a bunch of my girlfriends. First vacation I'd ever been on in my entire life with the girls to South America. I canceled that. Nothing was going to get in my way of getting that dream job. So I forfeited whatever that cost me, $2,000-$3,000 of a vacation. And I started the next day with L'Oreal, and you guys, I was there for over 20 years, and I loved it. It was my dream job. I mean, I'm a girly girl. I was flying to Paris. That's where head office was for our national sales meetings. It was one of the best jobs I ever had. Even when I had kids, I could make my own schedule. I could always make myself available to be there for my children, for Christmas concerts and school plays and sports. I loved that job. And had I been intimidated and not even applied for it because I knew that I was not top dog when I was trying to get that job. There were so many other people that were way more qualified than me. Had I let that stop me, I would have lost out on probably, you know, the best 20 years career-wise of my life. And then I left that job reluctantly to be a stay-at-home wife and mom. My kids by that time were all, you know, in university or high school at least, and then we're going on to university. But my second husband convinced me that he was going to take care of everything, and I didn't have to do quote unquote anything. That was a farce. But when I left that marriage again, I had to start again, had to start over. And I didn't want to go backwards. I didn't want to go back into the cosmetic industry. And that's when that opportunity presented itself with my realtor friend, who said, I would hire you. And then again, jump right in full force. Don't be afraid. Because, you know, for a split second, I had those thoughts, right? Those thoughts of, I don't have any experience. I've never been paid. I only do it for fun. And you've got to get over that. You've got to get over the fear and you've got to jump right in. And I dove in full force. And here we are 8 years later, still staging, still decorating. Also started another job that I don't talk about it very much. It was a gym, a training facility that I actually started that with two other business partners. And I actually just got out of that 2 years ago, maybe. I sold my shares. There's only one partner left in that company. And when you know it's time to go, you know it's time to go. When your values don't align, when you just are not in the same frame of mind as to where you want to see the business go, it's time to leave. However, that was also a very successful business, and I believe still is to this day. And so that's my point. My point to all you young people, do not be afraid to try because you're too afraid to fail. Because at the end of the day, I would rather fail than have the regret of never having tried. Because when you're on your deathbed, I don't want to be sitting there thinking, what if I had done this? What if I had tried that? Live your life with no regrets. Try and try again. And if you fail, so what? Try again. That's it. That's all I got to say for today. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. Also, go to my YouTube channel, Get Real with Mama Moines. I'm going to be changing the name of that channel, I think, to Rebuilding a Kick-Ass Life. I'm not sure. I'm still playing around with it. Again, that's a whole new business for me. That's a whole new thing for me. And you got to start somewhere. You've got to start somewhere, you guys. So just go out and start. Just do it. I'll see you next time on Get Real with Mama Moines, where we are always keeping it real. Bye, guys. Have a great day.